Welcome to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. On the following program, I'll present my favorite classic American art song recordings as a tribute to Independence Day. So let's get to the celebrating with a 1962 recording of bass baritone Donald Graham with Richard Cumming pianist in the Blue Mountain Ballads of Paul Bowles. Yes, that's the same Paul Bowles who's best known for his novel, The Sheltering Sky. But he was also a composer who had even studied with Aaron Copland. So let's hear Bowles' Blue Mountain Ballads.
Chair rock rocks by the door all day, but nobody ever stops my way. Nobody ever stops by my way. My teeth chaw chaw on an old ham bone, and I do the dishes all alone. I do the dishes all by my lone. My feet clop clop on the hardwood floor, 'cause I won't buy love at the hardware store. I don't want love from the mercantile store. Now the clock tick-tocks by my single bed, while the moon looks down at my sleepless head. Whisper crept through. down on the sea was yellow and warm, till she lifted the latch for a man or a storm. Now the cabin falls to the winter wind, and the walls cave in where they kissed and sinned.
You're listening to Singing and Other Sins, and classic recordings of great American art songs in celebration of Independence Day. We just heard Donald Graham with Richard Cumming, pianist, in the Blue Mountain Ballads of Paul Bowles. From that 1962 recording, we move back in time to 1953, when Leontine Price recorded Samuel Barber's Hermit Songs, live, with the composer at the piano. Somehow, in my mind at least, it doesn't get more classic and authentic than this.
I'm Thank you.
the magnificent voice of the young Leontine Price with Samuel Barber pianist in his Hermit Songs, recorded in 1953. On this edition of Singing and Other Sins, classic recordings of classic American art songs. The still-living American composer whose fame rests on his art songs is Ned Roram. He has certainly written much else, operas, choral, instrumental, and solo works, but his classic recordings with his own fine pianism hold a special place in the art song connoisseur's heart. We hear him now accompanying three singers in three of his songs. Phyllis Curtin will sing Roram's Spring, then tenor Charles Bressler will sing Youth, Day, Old Age, and Night, a poem of Walt Whitman, and finally Regina Safety, mezzo-soprano, will sing O You Whom I Often and Silently Come, also a poem of Whitman.
Is so beautiful as spring, when weeds in wheel shoot long and lovely and long. Thrushes it look like blue heavens, and a thrush through the air blowing timber, the soul rings and ring the ear. It strikes like lightnings to hear him sing, and the massy pear trees leaves in bloom. Brush the descending blue, that blue is all in a rush with richness. The racing lambs too have feather flee. Love his honest juice and modest joy, a strain of the earth's sweet being. In the beginning, in Eden Garden, heaven yet before it cloy, before it clouded Christ, heaven and the sorry sin, innocent mind and midday, in girl and boy. Most of child, thy child, thy choice and worthy the winning.
Lusty loving, youthful of grace, force, fascination. Do you know that old age may come after you with equal grace, force, fascination? Blown and splendid, day of the immense sun, action, ambition, laughter. The night follows close with me. Of suns and sleep and restoring darkness.
sit near or remain in the same room with you. Little you know the subtle electric fire that for your sake is playing within me.
Three Ned Roram songs with the composer playing piano. First, Phyllis Curtin sang Roram's Spring. Then Charles Bressler sang Youth, Day, Old Age, and Night. And finally, Regina Safety sang, O You, Whom I Often and Silently Come. You're hearing classic recordings of classic American art songs on Singing and Other Sins. We can hardly even contemplate American art song without Charles Ives. From the complete songs, we'll hear William Sharp with pianist Stephen Blyer in At the River, in Flanders Fields, written in 1919 after the First World War, and finally, Tom Sails Away, to Ives' own words.
Sunset glow.
Three Charles Ives songs performed by William Sharp with pianist Stephen Blyer, At the River, In Flanders Fields, and finally, Tom Sails Away. Our next classic American art song recording was from 1988 with Jan de Gaetani, mezzo-soprano, and pianist Gilbert Kalish. We'll hear them in Stephen Foster's Beautiful Child of Song, to Foster's own words. Then Elliot Carter's Dust of Snow, which used Frost's poem. And finally, There Came a Wind Like a Bugle, Dickinson's words and Aaron Copland's setting.
Thank you.
A classic 1988 recording of Gian De Gaetani with Gilbert Kalish in Stephen Foster's Beautiful Child of Song, Elliot Carter's Dust of Snow, and finally, There Came a Wind Like a Bugle by Aaron Copland. Our final offering of classic recordings of classic American art songs on Singing and Other Sins is sung by Lauren Wagner, soprano, with pianist Fred Weldy from 1993. We'll hear Richard Hundley's Come Ready and See Me, Sweet Suffolk Owl, and Waterbird.
On foot or by sky, but no one can wait for him now.
That was Lorne Wagner with Fred Weldy in Richard Hundley's Come Ready and See Me, Sweet Suffolk Owl, and Waterbird. We have some bonus time, so let's hear Art Songs of Amy Beach. The Years at the Spring, Ah, Love But a Day, and The Rainy Day, sung by mezzo-soprano Catherine Kelton with Catherine Briggenrud piano.
Cold and dark and dreary. It rains.
the wind is never weary. My thoughts still cling to the mouldering mast, but the hopes of youth are thick in the blast, and the days are dark and dreary. Be still, sad heart, and cease repining. Behind the clouds is the sun still shining.
That was Catherine Kelton with Catherine Bringenrud, piano, singing Art Songs of Amy Beach, The Years of the Spring, Ah, Love But a Day, and The Rainy Day. I've had great fun putting together these classic recordings of great American art songs to help celebrate Independence Day. I hope you enjoyed them. I'm your host and producer of Singing and Other Sins, Gary Hickling. Aloha.